Well, hello there. How are you? Are you doing good today? So I have an Irish lesson for you and some slang as well. So if you would like to hear some slang, hang around. So my first phrase for you is not one that you'd hear in Ireland a lot, but you will hear in my audios quite a bit. And it's tá machrí istigonnit, and it means my heart is within you. It's a way of expressing true love. It means like my heart is in sync with you as well, or you carry my heart. See, a lot of these phrases, they don't have to be taken literally at all. You know, you can kind of say what you want. It's kind of difficult to explain, but it doesn't, you know, you can kind of bend the meaning of the phrases around to what you want them to mean. I'll explain as I go on, hopefully. Another one is if you're going to wish someone have a nice day, it's buíoch lá maith agat. So buíoch lá maith agat. The TH in Irish is ma, like it's MAITH is good or nice, so it's ma. Buíoch lá maith agat. And if you wanted to tell someone that you love them, you'll say Tom in Rawlat. Tom in Rawlat. Or Tom A in Rawlat. And the gra is the word for love. But when you say Tom A, there's an I in front of it, eh? And then there's an N goes in front of the G, which makes Gaelic very, very complicated. So you've Nra. So gra becomes Nra. If you try to say that, if you try to, you know, put your N in front of the G, nah. And it means I am in love with you, or I love you. It really means, like literally, again, it means I am in love with you. You know, lat means with you. So ta me in raw lat. And I like saying lats as well. Lats is like a cute way of saying you know. So to wish somebody good luck, it's gnéirí lat. And that again now has like it's there's you see when two vowels are, how would I say, colliding in a sentence, is that the right way to say it? When two vowels are colliding in a sentence, you and then will go between them then, you know. So like you've G-O and neri is E-I-R-I, so the N is there, so the two vowels don't collide. The two vowels don't collide, and what I'm saying anyway, gnéirí leat means good luck. I a nice one as well, like if you have a pet, or even if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, and you want to call them something really nice, and it's taken from a poem actually. You could say Mastoreen Gael Féin. Now Mastoreen means my jewel, means my precious one. It's another, like what I was talking about earlier, it's one of those words that you can bend it around to what you mean. It can mean my pet, my petal. You know, it's a really nice word. It's open to meaning. So Mastoreen Gael Féin, and Gael is the Irish word for bright. So you hear me saying often as well, Gael grá machrí, bright light of my heart, which means my love. So Mastoreen Gael Féin means my own little bright jewel. And you can say that to your, like, I kind of see it sent to a kitten or a little puppy, or, you know, you can say my own little bright jewel, come here, you know. But you can translate that, as I said, anyway, you could call it my bright, lovely little treasure. You know, you could say it that way. Because I think Storeen is treasure more than jewel. So that's another one. So that's your Irish lesson. They're fairly simple. It's like a lot of it is memory, you know. A lot of it is memory, like just learning the words, because it can be complicated, especially some of the pronunciations, you know. I get stuck myself an awful lot. I mean, I have to kind of like sometimes I have to listen to pronunciations to remember them as well, you know, because especially when the verbs change. If anyone is studying Irish, they'll tell you that some of the verbs are just crazy. They just change so much, you're kind of going, what the hell is that, you know. So I do some slang now as well, and one of the funniest ones I think is when you ask somebody like how are you doing today, and they might say, especially you hear it around the rural places, you know, they go, I'm fucking sucking diesel. And if you can imagine like being in a in a tractor. They drive Massey Ferguson's, they're called, the tractors. And if the tractor is really like, you know, it's really giving it holly, it's really, then it's sucking the diesel through the engine. So I'm fucking sucking diesel. So it means like you're being very productive. So the next time anyone asks, did you get much done? Say, I'm fucking sucking diesel. Or you can ask me, you sucking diesel? Another funny one, and I think it's a very funny one, and it's originated from Cork, and it's when you ask somebody to say, like, will you make me a cup of tea? And they go, I will, yeah. And that means no. And it's one of the mysteries. So you say, like, will you go out and say, will you go out and put out the bins? I will, yeah. And that means no. So if someone says, I will, yeah, and they don't do what you ask them, don't be confused, all right? So, and then one thing is like, if something is terrible, you know, if you say, if you were going to, I don't know, like a concert, or you went to see a band playing for the last few months, and then they start getting progressively worse, and then they got to a point where they're just terrible, you sort of gone to the dogs. So you said that band are gone to the dogs. I mean, just like the way, you know, you could say like, oh, Hollywood movies have gone to the dogs lately. Do you know, when Hollywood goes through a bad patch, you could say that, you know, it's gone to the dogs. I like that one. And then one in like for someone like Shawnee. So if you're someone that's kind of foolish and kind of like a bit crazy and a bit zany, you could call them ahead the ball. He's ahead of ball. And you hear it then said as well, like kind of like header ball. Like HEIDDER, header ball. He's a header ball. That means like he's a bit crazy, you know. Massive is a very funny word here. So if you were eating your dinner and to compliment the person that the person that made you go, oh, that dinner is massive, it's massive. But all right, you can also say it about someone's girlfriend or boyfriend, especially it's really kind of a male thing. Like, so a woman would say, oh my God, he's massive. He is absolutely massive. And you know, you'd see kind of a weight connotation with that. Now, if you were in another country, he's massive. And we often say it like, you know, like, yeah, she said he's massive. And people would be looking like from the country, what the hell does that mean? So, yeah. Oh, he's massive. Or those sandwiches were absolutely massive. Another funny one, I think, as well, it's when it's like you were haunted. So it's like, if you were lucky, you know, if you're a lucky person. But if you pulled off a feat, you know, if you really did something that was, you know, that's like, you say you won the lotto, or you needed, like, yeah, you run the fifth number. You can actually use it two ways, though. You can use it in a negative way as well. So if you won the fifth number of the lotto and you were waiting, and you say you had 16 and 17 come out, they go, oh, you are haunted. That can be the negative way. But then another way around, they can say, if you won the lotto twice you say, in 2 weeks, you're a fucking haunted girl. You are haunted. Or if you had a near-death experience, you were haunted to get out of that car at the time, you know. Or you were haunted to get away with that. Anything you get away with, you're haunted. Another funny one is, and if you hear this in Ireland, you have to be, well, especially down south, you have to be careful. You have to be wide, as we said. Be wide means like, be wide, if you can imagine, like being, again, like it's like not to be wide, but be wide, like keeps your consciousness wide, you know, keep your mind open, keep it wide, keep your eyes wide, keep sketch, you know, keep it. Like if anything's gonna happen, like say if I was somewhere and there was danger, I'd say to somebody, be wide, and they'd know like that, you know. It just means look out, you know. It's a fast way of saying look out, but it can be kind of like it can be dangerous, or it can be as well about a person, you know. If you didn't like a person, you said be wide of him there, be wide, be dog wide, and be dog wide then means like be very, very, you know, aware. So yeah, I claim you. Yeah? It means like I want to fight you. So if you ever hear that, you know, I claim you. I claim you. It means yeah, it's a very funny one. Like you see sometimes, I fucking claim you. I fucking claim you, bye. I don't want to claim you. Bye. I don't want to claim you. I claim you. This is just one that I can't explain. And a funny one in as Coolabula. So Coolabula is like I completely understand. So if if you like had to explain to someone, so say you ask somebody to go to the city with you, so will you come to the city with me tomorrow? And then they give you a big excuse, you know, they're like, oh, I can't, my mother's sick, and you know, oh, I have to walk the dog, blah, 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 blah. And they just go, oh, coolaboola. It means that's okay, coolaboola, coolaboola. And another one that's kind of funny in Ireland is grand. You know, it's kind of, it's like, are you okay there? I'm grand. And you know, in England, I mean, grand means like I'm kind of like pompous, or I'm, you know, I'm someone, you know. And in Ireland, it's like, it just means like, yeah, I'm all right. Like, but it's what's the funniest part is like, you could have like, you know, two legs hanging off, you know, like two broken hands, and you're crawling along the floor, and you'd say to the guy or the girl, you all right? And she's like, I'm grand, bye. It's like everything is grand, you know. I'll be grand. Yeah, it'll be all right. We'll have a cup of tea. It'll be all right. So there's like a big, like a disaster outside, you know. The dinosaurs come back to life and they're breathing fire fucking everywhere, and there's helicopters chasing them. I said, that's grand, mate. Sorry. Right. Usually, when you hear someone saying it's grand, they'll say it in a cool way, but it really means, oh my God, it's all over. So that's my Irish lessons and slang lessons. I hope you enjoy them, and a big mwah, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?